Thank you for joining our presentation. We are Group P9, and our capstone project focuses on the production of renewable natural gas through the methanation of carbon dioxide using hydrogen obtained from water electrolysis. This project was sponsored by FortisBC to investigate new ways in which they can meet their 30 by 30 goal. Their objective is to reduce their consumers' greenhouse gas emissions by 30% by the year 2030 through increasing their supply of renewable natural gas. The process that we designed has been developed as a modular process. Essentially, our modular process is a series of operations that can be annexed to any biogas refining plant that has a significant carbon dioxide-rich waste stream. In this project, we work with a biogas stream originating from Fraser Valley Biogas, and that is composed of 40% carbon dioxide and 60% renewable natural gas. This biogas is sent to the pretreatment section of the process, where it is dehydrated in a triethylene glycol trait contactor tower and sweetened by removing the hydrogen sulfide present using an activated carbon adsorber. We then use a pressure swing adsorber, or PSA unit, to separate the renewable natural gas from the carbon dioxide. This process also includes a 10 megawatt PEM electrolyzer to produce green hydrogen. The CO2 stream from the PSA and the hydrogen from the electrolyzer are both sent to the methanation reactor, also known as a Sabatier reactor, where renewable natural gas and water are produced. This wet renewable natural gas stream is then sent to the post-treatment area, where it is dehydrated and pressurized to FortisBC's renewable natural gas product standards before being injected into the existing pipeline at Fraser Valley Biogas. The environmental impact of our project can be summarized in four main points. First, we have no toxic waste or hazardous material exiting our process. As such, waste removal is quite straightforward. For example, the hydrogen sulfide that is removed with the activated carbon filter is simply then sent to a waste recycling facility. Second, we are reducing the greenhouse gas emissions of FortisBC's consumers by 6,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalents each year by increasing the availability of renewable natural gas in FortisBC's supply chain. Third, our air emissions consist mainly of water vapor, which is vented from the TEG dehydration unit, since the triethylene glycol that gets entrained by the water stream in this unit has a low enough concentration to be released directly from the tower without further treatment. And last but not least, we are employing a fully recyclable catalyst in the methanation reactor. As such, the spent catalyst, like the AC filter, can be sent to a waste recycling facility right away.
The plant layout for this modular process was designed based on an existing biogas plant located in Abbotsford, BC. When designing the plant layout, various factors were considered, including the prevailing wind direction, the safe distances required between equipment posing higher fire risk, and the minimization of pipe length used. The material flow between each section of this process can be indicated in the drawing. Now for the economic analysis. Our analysis was done by estimating capital expense and operating expense. Given the scale of the project and available biogas flow, the estimated capital cost for the project is $32 million. The major contributor to this cost is equipment and installation, contingency funds, and the working capital. These three categories take up 90% of our capital expense. From there, the estimated annual operational expense is estimated to be around $6 million. Major contributors for these expenses are cooling water, insurance, and plant operation, totaling 75% of the annual operational expense. It is important to note that this project is eligible for the Clean BC Fund, which subsidized up to 40% of the total capital investment, which ends up being a $12.8 million funding grant. However, given the existing conditions of the project, we're looking at a loss of around $70 million in the span of 20 years. In order to break even over these 20 years, there are a few possible scenarios. The first one comprises of increasing the plant's capacity by 2.1 times, that is, it would require a biogas feed of 3,000 kg per hour compared to the current feed of approximately 1,300 kg per hour. A second scenario is to increase the cost of renewable natural gas to 91 cents a kilogram. Lastly, the third option is to break even by synthesizing the process of upgrading oxygen to medical grade, as it currently sells for $16 per kilogram. However, this last option might incur further costs that have not been explored. Thank you for listening. We'd like to thank the following UBC professors, Dr. Jonathan Verrett, Dr. Dusko Basharik, Dr. Susan Baldwin, and Dr. Jim Lim. We would also like to thank Joseph Broda from Fortis BC, as well as Sergio Beretta for their support, guidance, resources, and time that they dedicated to our project.